Chapter 2. Napkin Presentation Number 1. 2 times 2 is 4. This one you can show a person before they see the program or the vehicle you want to share with them. It is an absolute must to show them this presentation as soon after you have introduced them to your program as you can. You want their thinking to be going in the right direction from day one. What this will do is take the proverbial monkey off their back in thinking they have to go out and sponsor the world to make a large amount of money in multi-level marketing. This presentation will also show them how important it is to work with their people and help them to get started. This presentation starts by your writing down 2 times 2 is 4, etc., and multiplying on down as shown on page 3 of the included diagram book. I tell a joke on people that if they sponsor someone who can't do this right here, pass, because you are going to have trouble working with them. Notice that we start using the word sponsor now. To the right of the 2 times 2 column, write 3 times 3, saying, over here, you sponsor 3 people, and you teach. We also start to use the word teach. These 3 to sponsor 3, making 9 more. When you teach your 3 people how to teach those 9 to sponsor, and now you have 27. Going on down one more level, you will have 81. Notice the difference between 16 and 81. Bring it to their attention and ask them if they would agree that it's a pretty good difference. Then point out to them the real difference is 1. Everybody only sponsored 1 more. You will usually pick up some reaction from this, but continue right on. It gets better. Let's say you sponsor 4 people into the business. Moving to the right of the 3 times 3 column, you again run down a column of figures, writing them down as you speak. Let's see what happens if everybody sponsored 2 more. As you continue to write, say, you sponsor 4 and teach them to sponsor 4. Then you help your 4 to teach the 16 they have to sponsor 4, adding 64 to your group, working down only one more level, and before you know it, your group has 256 more. And again, you point out, now that's getting to be a considerable difference right there. But you will usually catch some sort of reaction again as they begin to pick up on the concept, and cutting in, they will say before you do, the real difference is that everybody only sponsored 2 more. We end it with 5. They will usually pick up on it by now and mentally or verbally follow right along with you as you write in the final column of figures. By now, you can leave out sponsoring and teaching, writing down the figures and commenting, 5 times 5 is 25 times 5 is 125 times 5 is 625. Now that is a fantastic difference. Again, the real difference is that everybody only had to sponsor 3 more. Most people can relate to sponsoring 1, 2, or 3 more, but usually find it difficult to relate to the figures on the bottom line. 16, 81, 256, and 625. So picture yourself in the last column, having had the time to sponsor 5 serious people into the program. The 5 at the top of the column represents the ones you sponsored who want to get serious about building a business of their own. You may have to sponsor 10, 15, or 20 people to get these 5. However, once you totally understand all 10 of the napkin presentations, you will find that your people will get serious quicker than people who come into the organization that don't know this material. This book will teach you how to work with them, so they will get serious quicker. Notice in the figure at the right that when you have sponsored 5, and they have sponsored 5, and so forth, right on down the line, you add all these circled figures up and you will have 280 serious people in your organization. Doing this will help you answer the question, doesn't somebody have to sell the product? You've all heard that question before you've been at all active. So just go through this napkin presentation with them and explain that 2 times 2 is 4, right on up to 780 distributors. In any kind of multi-level marketing organization, if you have 700 people just using the product themselves, you have a tremendous volume. And we haven't even included those which are not serious, but are just product buyers. Now, if they all have 2, 3, 4, or 5 friends, let's just say they all had 10 customers from among their friends, relatives, and acquaintances, that's 7,800 customers. Add to that the 780 distributors in your organization, do you think 8,580 customers plus the product buyers will be able to provide you with a profitable enterprise? That's how you make a lot of money in any business, by having a lot of people doing a little bit. But remember, you are only working with 5 serious people, not a whole army. We run into people constantly in other MLM programs, as well as our own, who are amazed at how fast our organizations have grown. They have been in their programs longer than we have, but are scratching the think tank on the top of their necks and asking, "What are you doing that I'm not doing?" Our response to them is, "How many people in your front line are you working with?" The front line are those people directly sponsored by you. They are also called your first level distributors. I will usually hear figures anywhere from 25 to 50 or more. I know people in MLM who have over 100 people in their front line, and I'll guarantee you that once you understand the principles outlined in this book, you'll pass those people up in 6 months, even though they have been in their organizations for 6 to 8 years. As we go into napkin presentation number 2, covering the salesman failure syndrome in multi-level marketing, I will give you a simple parallel showing why having so many frontline people isn't good. Consider the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, or the Coast Guard. From the lowest private up to the top brass in the Pentagon, nobody has more than 5 or 6 people they are trying to directly supervise. There may be rare exceptions. Think about it. Here we have West Point and Annapolis with over 200 years of experience each, and they don't think anybody should supervise more than 5 to 6 people. So you tell me why people get into a multi-level marketing organization and think they can effectively work with 50 people in their front line. They can't do it. That's why a lot of them fail, and you'll see why as you read on. You shouldn't try to work with more than 5 serious people at one time. However, make sure that when you sponsor them, you start working down group. There is a point when they won't need you and they can break away and start another line on their own. This will also free you up to work with yet another serious person, keeping your number of those that you are working closely with at 5. Some programs may allow you to be effective with only 3 or 4 at a time. But none that I know of can be effectively built with more than 5. These napkin presentations tie together, so some of the questions you may have at this point will be cleared up as you read on.